feeling really good yesterday was Tom Brady. I don't know if you got to see that on social media.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to ask.
That's risky.
Was there like, can you place a bet on whether or not the trophy toss was going to be successful?
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, I know. That was, but he made it.
You should point out that they were on boats.
They were on boats.
In Tampa Bay.
And social media is having a little fun with Tom, too, because when he got off the boat, it appears that he...
Hey, he was having a good time.
Yeah, he was having a good time.
He wasn't driving.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't. That's right. That's right. So if you have any time, if anybody needs a laugh today, if you just need a little break from everyday life, just go on social media and read some of the commentary on there. The amount of time that people spent on creating memes and animation for the whole thing, you'll get some laughs. So it's all right.
Well, I can provide at least for you on our Morning Team page. It's funny you mentioned that because I was going to say that for those who have not seen it, I've got a link up.
Oh, do you? Okay.
You want to see the toss? The Super Bowl championship parade. And at some point, Tom Brady decided to toss the Super Bowl trophy from his boat to where... At least his well-known receiver, Rob Gronkowski.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, if you want anyone to catch the trophy.
Yeah, right. He isn't going to miss it.
And this is the video that gives you both the Brady throwing it perspective and the Gronkowski catching it perspective.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Oh, great. I got to check that out.
Now, and one thing I didn't notice, listen to this. I'm going to play this for you real quick. I just caught this in commentary. Apparently, Brady's daughter was on the boat.
Ah.
Oh, really?
Mm. And listen closely. Listen closely to the little voice in the background as Tom is about to throw the trophy. Listen closely.
Oh.
Did you hear that? Dad, no.
No.
No. How about that?
Yeah.
She wasn't confident. Oh, that's a great catch by somebody who heard that little voice saying, oh, no. And then... If you look at the Gronkowski video, you can see she's sitting right there beside him as he's warming up to throw it. So, but we have, if you want to see the catch, we have the link up there on our Morning Team page.
Is the trophy buoyant in case it would have missed?
Probably. I don't know.
I don't know.
Does crystal float? I don't know.
I guess.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
We've got a couple of crystal awards here, and they're pretty heavy.
Yeah,
I think they go right to the bottom.
I think so.
My guess is there'd have been enough fans that would have jumped in after
it. Or at least Gronk probably would have jumped in
no
after
doubt,
it.
And he's tall enough he could have been standing on the bottom for all we know.
Yeah, right.
Sticking with the NFL just real quick before I want to get to a little Pistons note. This is it's sad, but it's just like, really? Did you hear about the fact that the Washington Post is taking, following the death of Coach Madre Schottenheimer?
No, I haven't heard this. Oh, no.
Apparently, he just passed away.
Yep.
A longtime NFL coach. Wonderful career, nice guy by all accounts. In the playoffs, he had some very tough losses.
He did.
Including those back-to-back losses to Denver.
Right. Right, but he was also able to get so many other guys into head coaching positions.
Oh, yeah. He's
so,
just,
I mean, oh, yeah.
Well, the headline when Schottenheimer passed away in the Washington Post was this. Marty Schottenheimer, NFL coach whose teams wilted in the postseason, dies at 77.
Oh.
Fans are like, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be part of the story talking about what happened, but it's like the headline that wilted in the postseason. I mean, what?
Right, yeah.
That's, yeah.
They changed it later to Marty Schottenheimer, one of the NFL's winningest coaches, dies at 77.
Right, and that's
I mean,
I know.
Jeez.
I know. It's just, it's so bad, too, because, he had 200 wins, I think, as a head coach, something like that. But it's kind of like the Bill Buckner syndrome, is that he had a decent career, but will always be remembered for that big error in Game 6 of the 1986 World Series.
Yeah.
So, it's how you're remembered, I guess.
Unfortunately.
But yeah, I don't like that headline. I'd like the second one. He was one of the more winningest coaches of all time.
Save the nasty headlines for nasty people.
Right. Or put that in paragraph 3.
Exactly. Yeah. Part of the story.
Yeah.
747 on WSGW. I don't know if you've heard or seen. In fact, you can see it because we have this on our Morning Team page, too. Apparently, Budweiser and is teamed up with Mitchell and Ness. I guess Mitchell and Ness is a sports apparel brand known for its throwback NBA hardwood jerseys and hats. Okay. So Budweiser's teaming up to do a little throwback vintage beer cans for all the teams.
Yeah.
And the throwback for the Pistons is going to be when the Pistons used the horse as the logo. Yeah, thank you. That was my impression too. Exactly right. Yep. The It was a successful era, as they say here, part of the going to work era, used in 2001, 2005, including the championship season. Though the horse was first introduced in 1996 as part of the teal color scheme. Remember that whole big controversy about that?
Yeah, the teal. Okay, so this isn't teal.
No, they eventually went back to the red, white, and blue, but they still had that horse logo, which...
I don't remember that.
Yeah, well...
I remember the 90s teal with the horse. Yeah, I guess I don't remember. Okay.
There's the beer king, yeah.
All right. I guess they did keep the horse.
I was trying to remember that.
All right.
Pistons cans will read, "Brewed for Motor City, Welcome to Hitsville and America's Comeback City." Again, throwing it back to the early 2000s.
Yeah.
I thought they had gotten rid of the horse by the 2003-2004 season.
But they were winning the championships.
We don't
really celebrate that one.
That was just the worst. First of all, the teal was the worst thing to go to. But to use the horse, a team that was founded by old Fred Zollner, I think it was Fred, because he owned an auto parts company, to call them the Pistons.
Right.
It was effective as the Zollner Pistons. Why have we never had the design? And I think wasn't there one at one time that they had a car or something that showed like the pistons, you know, coming screaming out of the engine?
I think so.
I guess it never caught on. That would be the classic, the Pistons classic logo is the round basketball that says Detroit. Woohoo!
But I always liked that.
Did you like that?
I like that. Plain, simple.
Plain, simple.
Detroit. That's why I did like that. Like the English D. Like the
flair to it, so the English D does.
Like the winged wheel, like the pouncing lion. I sort of like that.
I don't deny the simplicity. I just thought they could have something a little bit more special than just a round basketball with Detroit. You know, that somebody could have come up with a better. But
yeah, we're in agreement that
don't
that was
go back to the horse.
No,
please. Budweiser, that is not the classic logo that we want to remember.
No,
oh please.
And sticking with the simplicity when it comes to logos, the block M, the block S.
Yes.
I mean, that's
true.
We are.
Right. This is true. Sometimes simple works best.
Yeah.
I'm simple. Well, then I don't work best.